Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to know how much this ministry is touching your life. Please take a moment and email us your story at stories@transformationchurch.net. Also, if you would like to help support this ministry financially, you can do so by visiting us at transformationchurch.net, clicking on the Giving tab, and choosing the giving option that best works for you. Thanks again for joining us. We hope you enjoy today's message.
Well, again, thank you for being with us today, and for those who are online, thank you for tuning in. Our Pastor Joe and Pastor Ruth are away on much-needed rest, but they will be back next week with a series called Get Your Life Back. And I know Pastor Joe and Pastor Ruth are excited for that opportunity to share on how we need to get our lives back. How many of us are excited for that? Right? We're going to give us some tools on how to get our lives back. Today's message, though, we're going to talk about keeping steadfast in 2021. And I want to let you know that it's not been an easy time this year, but we all have to remain steadfast. And even in my life personally, 2020 wasn't easy. All the things that I've gone through in my life from the time I was born. But the thing that has caused me to remain or to remain faithful or to be where I am today is that word being steadfast. And it just simply means that, you know what, no matter what I'm going through, I am going to keep moving forward. I'm going to keep moving forward in God. I'm going to keep on believing and keep on trusting, no matter what the news says, no matter what the religious experts may want to say about Christianity, what they want to say about all these other things. No, I'm going to hold fast to my faith in Jesus. And I know that it's not easy. I know that we've all gone through some really trying times, but I want to let you know, God is requiring us to remain steadfast. If we want to see the mountains move, if we want to see God do the impossible, we're going to have to remain faithful. We're going to have to remain steadfast. And how can we do that? You say, oh, Pastor, I'm tired, I'm weary, I've gone through so much this year. I just want to come to church, hear a couple of, some nice songs. I just want to hear the message, Pastor Joe, or you're preaching. And let me just go home and just, unplug and just watch TV for hours until I go to sleep. No. God is saying, remain steadfast. Hold fast to your faith in me is what God is saying today. And I want to let you know that I'm here today not because I'm perfect, not because I have all of this amazing ability, even though I believe that, right? But because of that word being steadfast. And I remember when I first gave my heart to the Lord at the age of about 15, 16 years old, I remember that I was connected to my church, a biblical community, a place where they believed the word of God, they believed in the power of God, the spirit of God was there, and I had my friends, and we were a group of young people just loving God. We loved God so much that we started a band called Exodus. And would you believe I was the lead singer? Yes, I my kids still laugh about that, but that's all right. And even though I wasn't the greatest of singers, I didn't go on to make a gospel album, sorry about that, but what was there was biblical community. What was there was that we were connected. And when there were, and in those times when my faith was weary, when I felt discouraged, when I felt like I couldn't go on, why am I going to continue serving God as a 16-year-old when I should be out there having fun? I should be out there smoking. I should be out there drinking. I should be out there trying to see as many girls I can get. It was the Bible community that reminded me, no, there's better for you. It was a Bible community that reminded me that, you know what, no matter, you know, you'll have those moments, but they only last for a season. But the word of God is eternal. I thank God that I had that community, because I'm going to let you know something. You know, our youth leaders at the time would tell us, oh, you know, you need to get saved, you know, you need to have, and we were like, no, we don't want to be saved. We want to have fun. We don't want to be in church. But when God got a hold of my heart and I got connected with a community, it kept me. It kept me. Amen. And I want to encourage you today to be a part of this TC community. You see, we are not designed to do life alone. We're not meant to figure it out by ourselves. And I know in the world we live in today, says, you know what? If you can get it by yourself, if you can achieve it, you think it, and you can just do it by yourself, that makes you so powerful and so awesome. You're a superhero. But none of us in here are superheroes. We all need each other. And you know, the worst thing that we can do is not ask for help. You know, you can go through so much suffering. The other day, I was at the store with my son, and we were looking for a certain aisle. I know this happens to many of you. You're looking for something that's in a certain aisle, and we started wasting time. And I never forgot what a friend told me. He says, you know what, don't waste time trying to figure this out by yourself. There are people in the store who know better than you. Ask, where are the peas? Where are the green peas? And you save yourself so much time, and it's the same thing in our lives. TC, Pastor Joe, Pastor Ruth are awesome pastors. And I'm waiting for an applause. I'm waiting for you guys to clap. That's why I stopped, yes. Awesome pastors and leaders who love you, who have gone out of their way to sacrifice their personal dreams and ambitions, and not because somebody bribed them, because they wanted to make sure that we have a community where we can grow and we can be transformed. I want to encourage you today to be a part, be connected. Don't do life alone. You can't walk on, you know, this journey by yourself. If you do, you're going to have so much hardship, like that person in the grocery store, like myself. You're going to waste time. You're going to be like, oh my gosh, how come this is not working? And there are people right around you, you can just ask a question, I need help. There's nothing wrong with needing help. There is something wrong with not asking, though, and that's something called pride. I know this is kind of off my notes, but I just felt led by God to share that with you today. So I want to let you know, my connection to my community is helping me through some very challenging times in my life. And even right now, how many of us are going through some challenges? How many of us are facing some difficult things right now where we need God's help? Yes, we need God's help. But God is also saying to us, will you get connected? Will you be connected to the community that's here for you? You know, I love what Pastor Joe says. Pastor Joe defines community as, he says, it is the transforming presence of Jesus working in and through us as we journey together with others who have the same desires. Isn't that great? It's like a pack. A pack of, I don't want to say wolves, but I'll use it today. But a team that's going forward, trying to accomplish the same goals. What that means is that you don't have to bear your burdens by yourself. It says it's not about others filling holes or needs or voids in our lives, but it's about journeying together with others who desire transformation. And we all desire to have transformation in our life or occur in our life. Guess what? 2021 is here, and I'm sure there's New Year's resolutions galore. But one of the things that I hope that you have in your mind that you're going to be steadfast this year says, you know, I'm going to remain connected to my church because I have awesome pastors here. I have an awesome church. I want to let you know that I've only been here for about 5 months. I've been here since August with my family. And I want to thank God for Pastor Joe, Pastor Ruth, and the TC family that's welcomed us and embraced us. And I want to let you know that you guys have helped us get through some really challenging times since we've been here in August. We've gone through some things, and the other day I felt like I just had like a growth spurt where it says, you know what? I got over that. I seen you move a mountain in my life. And I know that, guess what? It's because I'm here. It's because I'm connected. I know that I have great leaders who love me and care for me and are praying for me, who are in my corner. And you have the same, but God says, will you be connected? Will you be a part of biblical community? And it's just like a group of birds heading south in the winter. And they're going, they need each other to get to that destination. And whatever the destination may be in your personal life, we all need each other to get there. So whatever purpose God has in your life, just know that you cannot fulfill it by yourself. I'm up here speaking to you today because somebody poured in my life. Somebody was in my life. I was connected to a group of people who were stronger than me. I was connected to a community, a biblical community, and they helped me get to this place where I am today. I wish I could say that it was by chance or my great skills or my good looks, but no, that's not the case. What happened is that I got involved with community as I shared in my story. As I was 15, 16 years old, I got a part. I got involved with my youth group, and I started serving. I got involved with my young adults group, and I started serving. As I got older, I started hanging out with men who loved their wife. I started hanging out with men who loved God, who served God. And let me tell you, it has brought me to this place where I am today. And as long as I'm here on earth, I know that I'll always need community to get further. And I have to remain steadfast. I have to remain connected. We see this group, or this example, in the early church and how the believers were able to get through some really challenging times in their life. You see, the early church was underneath heavy persecution because of their faith. It was a new faith, and the Jewish religious leaders, they didn't want them. The other outside world leaders were saying, well, what is this crazy new stuff going on here? So they had opposition on every hand. And every reason to quit and want to give up, similar to like 2020, right? Where everybody's saying, well, what's the sense of believing in Jesus now? What's the sense of going to church? What hope is there? The world has come to an end. There's a statistic that says that 22% of people have said, I'm just done with church. I'm not coming anymore. But I love what Pastor Joe said last week. He said, people who have thrived through this pandemic are people who have been in church. People who have stayed connected. And I know it's so easy just to unplug. I know it's so easy just to roll over in bed and say, look, I get to sleep in late. But what you're doing is you're disconnecting. And we know that there's some troubling times here, even in our church here at TC, because the indicator is in our signups. People aren't signing up for groups. People are like, I'll figure it out some other way. Reminds me of myself where my wife says, Glenn, did you read the instructions? I want you to fix this desk for me, but did you read the instructions? And I go, come on, just put this together. This screw has to fit in here. And that piece, it's all going to work out. And then 5 months later, it's tilted. And I want to let you know that if you're deciding that I'm going to try to figure this out by myself, without Pastor Joe, without Pastor Ruth, without your pastors and leaders, without your TC community, you may not see it right now, but after a while, that thing that you built will start to be crooked. That faith that you had in yourself and your abilities will start to be crooked. Because why? We need connection. We need each other. You know, the book of Acts 2:42 reads that they devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings, and to the fellowship, and to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. They devoted themselves. And that word simply, devotion, discipline, means that they were steadfast. That means that if somebody told them on the news, oh, no, you don't need to read your Bible anymore. You have science. I'm remaining steadfast. This Bible, I can prove that it's fake. I'm remaining steadfast. No matter what comes my way, I'm holding fast to God's truth. And I know in my life personally, I don't care if you can just prove the Bible, good on you. I'm sticking with it. I'm immovable. And I said, Lord, I'm staying with you. There are times when my faith, I don't want to remain steadfast. There are times when I want to question the word of God. And then I see my faith quicken and say, no, I'm holding on to you, Jesus. I had that experience the other day. I was going through a shaky experience. And my wife started crying. Uh-oh, sorry, honey. It wasn't me, but my wife was crying. And when my wife cries, my faith gets shaken. I'm so bad that I don't even if we're watching movies, I check to see if it's like a sentimental movie. I go, oh my gosh, please. Are you crying? She says, leave me alone. This was a good cry. Those online, if you agree, put your thumbs up. But I don't want to see her cry. I don't want to see her sad. And when she was in that moment, I felt myself being steadfast. I whispered to myself, I said, God, I trust you. And I said, no matter what we're going through, I trust you, Lord. And I know that you're going to see us through this situation. I'm going to be immovable. And it's no special formula. It's no special thing that I have going. It's because I've been connected to a community, the bond of love that keeps me. I have a father who loves me so much, my earthly dad. He says, Glenn, we're praying for you. And I tell him, I said, Dad, I feel your prayers. There are times when I want to go, you know what? What's the sense? But those prayers are being answered every time my dad lifts me up. And I want to let you know something at TC. You need to fill out those prayer requests because you have people who are praying for you. People who love you. Yes, we may not know you. I know personally I may not know you. But you put in those prayer requests, and I want you know, let you know something new. There's a prayer team that prays and that's praying for you to see God's victory in your life. Don't do it alone. Stay connected. They devoted themselves. And the word, we said that, the word devotion just simply means that they were steadfast in the midst of opposition. Right? They remained faithful to God's word and God's truth in spite of what was coming against them. And there may be financial problems that are coming your way. There may be marital issues. There may be sickness in your body. There may be things from your past. But God says, don't give up on me because I won't give up on you. We said that in communion today. We said that sometimes we can feel like life can be so messy and we just want to give up. How many of us would say that? You say, you know, I just want to give up. It's just too messy. It's just easier just to throw in a towel. It's just so easy just to walk out. The exit door looks so easy. But God is saying, no, remain steadfast. I have a promise waiting for you. But you got to remain faithful. You got to remain true. We, the church, need to remain steadfast in our connection to our biblical community to create that bond of love. That glue, right? Remember Elmer's glue when you were little? Right? That bond, or that crazy glue where the man could stick his helmet and he could hang, dangle his legs from the top. Now people are looking at, right? That bond of love is what's going to keep us. And that's what kept the early church. They weren't perfect people, but they had a love for each other where they met daily. And I know we can't meet every day. But God is requiring us to be connected somehow. Connect. Our small groups coming up, our virtual groups. Get into a virtual group. Get into a Bible study. And continue to allow God's Spirit to be outpoured in your life so that you can get through these challenging times. It says here in, we see the model that was given to us as a reminder of the impact that can occur when we are steadfast in staying connected in our community. It says the early church didn't have many of the resources we possess, but they were able to transform their community because of the bond of love. And I love this here in my notes. I wrote, TC has also displayed this bond of love by blessing families in November and December with gifts. The power of when we put our love together, of how we can change our world. And God says he just doesn't want it to be a November thing or a toy drive thing, but he wants it to be an everyday thing where we are connecting with each other. And I guess what I want to let you know something. We're not perfect people, but we are people striving, going in the same direction, seeking transformation inside of our hearts, and that we can create transformation in others. It says here, during this pandemic, we have seen a decline in our service and our connection, but the vision that God has placed in our pastor Joe's heart for transformation remains the same. And what is the vision that God has placed in our pastor? To lead people who are far from God in a transforming relationship. God wants to see that. God wants to see that the vision remains, the vision continues. And you know, during opposition, one of the first thing that goes is vision. You know, when a person steps into the ring, a fighter, when he steps into the ring, he goes in there thinking he's going to win. Right? Some of us who watch boxing, you go, oh, this guy's not going to win. But you can't tell that guy anything. You know, I'm going to win. But after a while, he starts getting those punches, and he's starting to get all those black eyes, and all of a sudden, that vision of winning starts to grow bleak. It's like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I'm going to win it again. Let me just get out of here. But I want to let you know something. You have two great pastors, Pastor Joe, Pastor Ruth, that in spite of all of the opposition that has come our way, the vision hasn't grown weary for them. It actually has increased. And Pastor Joe says, no, we're going to thrive in 2020. And we're going to do great things in 2021. But we need your help. It says here, if we try, so how can we keep driving the vision forward at Transformation? By serving with our special gifts and talents. You see, we all have to be steadfast with our ability to drive the vision of reaching people who are far from God into a transforming relationship. Ephesians 4:16 reads, "From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work." As each part does its work. And as amazing as the worship team is, we need more singers. Amen? As amazing as the guitarists are, and I saw my brother over here doing some riffs, I'm like, man, this guy is bad. We need some more musicians. Because guess what? Jessica needs a break too. She needs to rest too. She needs to focus. She needs to be renewed. Those who are on our sanitizing team, they need a Sunday where they can take off. So who would be those people to say, you know what? I'm going to be that support. You know, churches are dying around the world today, not because of lack of resources. We have so much money, but there's a lack of support. People are saying, you know what, I'll just come to church for a few hours, and no, they got it. TC's got it. I have the privilege of being behind the scenes, and I'm like, oh my gosh, the laborers, we need laborers. I could see Pastor Joe, the vision that God's created in him, and how excited he is, and how Pastor Joe and Pastor Ruth are talking to us in our meetings, and they're just going, going, going. And then we always get to that place where it's, but we need more workers. We want to go faster. We want to be more efficient. We want to do more, but we are limited. There's only so many times somebody's going to click yes to serving, because they have lives too. They have and what happens is, people get weary after supporting for so long. Their limbs get tired, and they go, you know what? I've been carrying this thing for 4 months now. My wife is saying, you're at church every day? And after a while, he says, well, he takes a step back, and something suffers in our church. But if all of us come together with our gifts and talents, if everybody in this room says, you know what? I'm going to sign up for one Sunday. I'm going to make sure that the TC vision continues. I'm going to make sure that we push this vision forward, that I'm not going to hold back. Whatever my abilities are, it may not be great. I can't sing like Jessica, and I can't. But I can help out. I can help clean the sanctuary. I can help usher. I can help do something. If everybody in this room signs up, we will support the TC vision in the midst of this pandemic and see it go further. We saw it happen with our community outreaches this year, where people signed up and they dropped off all of these toys. They dropped off food. We can do so much more, but we need more people to sign up. We need more people to say, I'm going to connect and I'm going to serve. We can see God doing great things inside of our ministries if every single person decided to sign up for a small group and say, I'm going to sit in, I'm going to pray, I'm going to listen, I'm going to be the church, so that the bond of love can increase. God is calling us all. God is calling us all, each to do its part. But will we do it? It says here, remember that the early church grew during a great time of opposition. We can also grow. We see numbers declining, but guess what? We can increase during this time. The early church of all people should have said, you know what, we're done. Because they could have lost, they were losing their lives, they were losing their families, they were losing their homes, they were losing so much. But they said, you know what? We're going to be moving. We're going to be steadfast because there's a love that's here. There's a genuine love, not a perfect love. I'm not sitting here saying you come to church and you have no problems. You won't have challenges. We won't have disagreements, but the bond of love will keep us. We may have our differences, but the bond of love will keep us. The bond of love will say, you know what, I'm going to put that to the side. You're my brother. Amen, Scott? My brother over here. Does it matter the color of our skin? Scott's my brother, and I love him. You could clap for that. And in the midst of all that's going on in this world with the pandemic and all of the hatred and everything that's going on, there's a black man and a white man in a church called Transformation Church who love each other. Yes. When I see Scott, I don't see color. I see a man of God who God's going to use, and I hope he sees the same in me. We can sit down and we can eat at Panera Bread. And we can just talk about life, and I can be in his life, and I can care for him. And that happens because of transformation. It's not because of any great philosophy or anything like that, but no, God placed a vision in our Pastor Joe's heart and Pastor Ruth's heart that we would be transformed. And a transformation is happening inside of us. It's happening right here. And I've been able to connect with many of you today. And I'm sure, since I've been here, I'm sure that there are certain differences that we have. May not be color, but it could be political. But I don't care about your political party. You don't have to tell me. And I'm not a Facebooker that way where I study you, so I don't know what your political party is. But I guess what? I care more about the bond of love. I care about when you need me, you can call on me. I care about the fact that when I'm in trouble, I can call on you and you say, hey, I'm there for you. You see, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter about our political parties. What matters is Jesus. And he loves every single one of us in here. And yes, I'm gonna go there too. God wants us to love and forgive. Forgive those who have hurt us. There's some people in here who are part of the police, who are part of the police department, and I love you. And I'm saying one bad apple doesn't spoil a bunch. And those people who have harmed us, I pray for you. Because hatred has no home here. This is off my notes, forgive me, but this is the Spirit of God speaking that I was driving by one day and I saw a sign that says, hatred has no home in this place. You choose to hate. And sometimes there could be people who hate me just because they look at me and I could tell that there's some sort of issue with, and I say, I'm sorry, hate has no home here. You want to go down that road? I'm sorry and I'm going to pray for you. But God has taught me to love, and I'm going to stay a person of love. And that's what I learned being a part of this biblical community. So God can make that difference if we're willing. God wants to advance the kingdom. It says for us to remain faithful in responding. Let us remain faithful in responding to the needs of our community by giving our time, talents, and treasures to ensure people in our community are connected. We have to do our part. We have to be more than just people who come on a Sunday and hear a few words and also only connect with people that we know for 15 years. No, they are new people. They are new faces. Connect with them. Let them know how awesome TC is. It says here in 1 Corinthians 15:58, It tells us, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always excel in the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Let's be steadfast. When you decide to give of the Lord, you know, you give your talents to the Lord, no matter how small it is, God's there. You know, the other day I had an opportunity to feed people who were homeless. And there was no reward, there was no credit for it. And I said, Lord, thank you for this opportunity to serve. Because God, you've been so faithful to me. And as God has been faithful to you, God wants you to be faithful to others. Let us excel. Let us outperform ourselves. So what are our next steps here at TC? In 2020, if you've only volunteered one Sunday, how can you outperform that? If you didn't serve at all, God's saying, what's up? We need you. Oh, but I don't sing as well as Jessica. You'll be surprised. I know I'm, right? Oh, I don't have the gifting. I can't, I'm not a public speaker. I don't have security background. Listen, just sign up. We'll find a place for you. Do you have a smile? Yes. And I don't have a perfect smile, but I try. I'm like Pastor Joe, right? But can you say hello to people? Can you make people feel loved? Yes, every single one of us has that gift and talent where we can make people who come to our doors feel loved and appreciated. Every single one of us has that gift. But will you use it today? 2021, God wants you to outperform yourself. Do better than you did last year. Sign up for groups. Be a part. You know, Pastor Joe and I, he has a burden to see everyone in this church connected, and it grieves his heart when he sees that people aren't signed up. I see it. He perseveres, he goes on, he preaches because he's a man of God, he loves God. God has placed a vision on him, he's going forward. But I want to let you know something. I have the back room, and I'm there with him, and I can see he's saying, why aren't people connecting? In the midst of this pandemic, people should be connecting even more. But we have decided that we're not going to, and we're deciding that we're going to do life by ourselves. And that's not the TC way. So we want to encourage you today. Sign up for the groups. Next week, Pastor Joe is talking about getting your life back. Be a part of a group. We have great Transform teachers who are going to be there, who are going to do amazing. We want to pray together. We want to read scripture. We want to figure out life together because we're all on the same journey. And we want to see the power of God unfold in our lives. If there's something that you want to be a part of, sign up. The link should be up on the screen, but you go tc.live connection, scroll down to serve and see where you can be a part of. See where you can help. I don't like that part. I don't like this thing. You know what? We need you. And that may not be your favorite, but try it. It reminds me of my son. Sometimes I say, just try it. My wife says, just try it. And my wife does it to me too. She says, Glenn, just go. And I'm like, no, I want to stay home. I don't want to. And she's like, Glenn, just you're going to like it. Just come. And I go, oh, because I love you. And I wind up leaving. My wife is like batting 1,000 now. Every time I leave that place, I go, well, you know, I had a great experience. And my wife goes, and I want to let you know something. Just volunteer. Just sign up. Just give it a month. And I know you won't be able to stop. I get excited. There are things that I don't get paid to do here. But when I get that opportunity just to serve, there's a joy that comes in my heart to say, God, thank you that I got to do this. And I told myself this the other day. I said, you know, even if I didn't get paid, I would still want to be here. I could do this for free. And whatever that talent you have that you can do for free for the world, God says, bring your talents and gifts here because we can use it. Amen? Amen. We want to encourage you today to sign up. Don't leave today, even if you have your phones, take out your phones. I know sometimes you're told not to, but take out your phone today before you leave the parking lot and make sure you connect, serve. Connect to a Zoom group. You're not designed to do life alone. We want to encourage you today. Next week, our Pastor Joe will be in the house. And we are excited for him and Pastor Ruth. They'll be here and they're getting ready to share that powerful message on getting your life back. We want you to sign up for groups. Those who need prayer, you said, you know, I've been disconnecting. I haven't been myself. I could feel that I need community. We want you to stay. We want to pray with you. For those who are leaving, don't forget to sign up for next week's class. Don't forget to drop your offering in a box. And we will see you next week. We love you. And know that we are a phone call away. Don't do life alone. Pastor Glenn is here as the adults pastor. Call the office. I'm here. Let's talk. As you're leaving today, please make sure you practice social distancing. God bless and see you next week.